This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
And we begin this afternoon with the New York City mayor's race, and it's as if it wasn't already a fight in the sandbox. President Trump has hinted that he might jump in it, not to run for mayor, but to influence the run. You hear about this? It has been reported that he has privately discussed whether to intercede in the race to try and zap Democratic candidate Zohran Mamdani out of it. And the name that's come up? Well, Mamdani says, reporting from the Times, that Andrew Cuomo had a conversation with Trump. In his opinion, proves that the two were conspiring. Meantime, Mayor Adams is also weighing in. Newsman Mac Rosenberg leading us off on this Thursday.
Zohran Mamdani thinks President Trump is trying to help Andrew Cuomo, in his words, steal the election.
This former governor has very little regard, whether it be for the Democratic Party, the democratic process, or for Democrats themselves.
No details of the conversation have been reported. He says a victory for him would threaten Trump's policies. Mayor Adams brushed off any significance of President Trump possibly supporting Cuomo.
I've learned in this business of an elected official, you could have as many endorsements as you want. It's what you do on the ground.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Now, both Trump and Cuomo have denied a conversation ever took place. Mr. Cuomo speaking just a short time ago.
I can't remember the last time I spoke to President Trump. I did call and leave word after the assassination attempt, expressing concern. I left word. I didn't speak to him at that time.
And then this. Lest we not forget, folks, that New York is a predominantly blue state, so it's anybody's guess what a Trump endorsement would do anyway, although we must also point out he picked up some significant gains in the last election among Asian and Hispanic voters in Queens. Either way, the mayoral race heats up. We'll be hearing more about this one. Well, this is interesting. A therapeutic mental health event for NYPD officers who responded to that terrible Midtown shooting on Park Avenue the other day. And they're doing it with man's best friend. Listen to this.
Many of the officers working at the 19th precinct were the first on scene at the 345 Park Avenue Midtown shooting that took the life of four New Yorkers. Today, many of those officers are attending a mental health event where officers who responded will be greeted today by 10 golden retrievers, all service dogs in training, from Puppies Behind Bars. These pups are hoping to bring a little bit of comfort to the officers that responded to that tragedy and are still processing what they saw. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Guilty pleas today from two people involved in a scheme to steal data from hospital patients. Wilkins Estrella and Charlene Marte went before a U.S. Judge Gregory Woods today. pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud. Court papers say they used Social Security numbers and other ID belonging to hundreds of victims to open debit card accounts. It says they also tried to fraudulently carve out $1.6 million in pandemic relief funds. Prosecutors say they actually managed to get at least $1 million before they were caught. Estrella used to be a clerk at a hospital in the Bronx, and they say that's how the couple obtained the information. They say his partner helped him claim money intended for struggling Americans during the pandemic. Each could get 30 years in prison to think about it, and they also have to pay all that money back. New York going to do its own student loan reduction program. It's designed to make it easier for folks to find loan forgiveness plans and to lower existing student loan payments. It's a new partnership with a company called Summer, which allows people to apply at a free online portal to verify their eligibility. Mayor Adams says it'll be a first of the kind in the nation.
We will be the first major city to provide universal student loan and college saving assistance to all residents. No other city in America is doing it. We're getting it done.
Also, if you're planning to send a kid off to college, you can use Summer's free online tools to find out how much they need to save for college and identify ways to save and learn about other strategies. Mayor says it could reduce annual student loan payments for New Yorkers by an average of $3,000 a year, $7,000 a year for people with advanced degrees. How about that? Well, as the saying goes, no good deed goes unpunished. And now it's no stolen deed goes unpunished either. If you let Tish James tell it, the AG going after the first case of deed theft under a new law that makes the all-too-common crime a felony.
Kamal Barwani said last year's theft of his parents' home in Flushing was horrifying.
To realize that someone from under our feet stole our home while we're dealing with the fact that we're going to lose her soon, it was just devastating.
She died in June. Attorney General Letitia James said she's not alone.
An individual stole a brownstone in Harlem that was worth millions, and that homeowner, the rightful homeowner, was living in a New York City shelter.
James says deed theft targets mostly older homeowners in black and brown communities. With new criminal penalties, authorities can put scammers in prison for up to 25 years. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Queens Criminal Court.
Well, sporting an $85 million facelift, the De La Court Theater reopens in Central Park to welcome back Shakespeare in the Park. Remember that? It's been a minute, right? Shakespeare in the Park is famous for the ticket lines and the sheer time it takes New Yorkers to wait in them. Remember that part too, right? Hadn't been a line at the theater, though, since 2023. But tonight, after an $85 million renovation, Shakespeare in the Park returns with 12th Night. Check this out. It stars Lupita Nyong'o and her brother, Junior. They're playing the part of a twin brother and sister separated by a shipwreck in classic Shakespearean fashion. It opens tonight through September 14th. As for the theater, no more leaky roof, outdated equipment, hot dressing rooms, or limited access to people with disabilities. Supposed to be really nice, including better amenities for the actors. Meryl has performed there, along with Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman, oh, the list of names. Last time I was up there, I saw the late Earl Hyman, the guy who used to play, the gentleman who played Bill Cosby's dad on The Cosby Show. That's been a minute, folks. Can't wait to get back out there. So that's going to be a really good time.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. Staff Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at daftgiving360.org/advisors.